You're a wonderful writer. I just an absolutely wonderful writer. Yeah, I've been reading a lot of your things. You make me laugh. It's a wonderful combination of insight and humor and really just a very gifted writer. So, bravo to
Oh
you.
my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, really wonderful.
What's interesting for me, and this is, I was lucky enough to be diagnosed so young that I kind of viewed from the time I, and remember, I was a visual person, but I was also always writing, but I didn't take ownership of me being a writer for a long time. And I do think that had to do with like the fact that I didn't think I could spell that well, or how would I get a job, or you know, the bigger, like I couldn't do that, not realizing how tech had grown up with me. And so I went visual. And the other kind of thing that hampered me in some ways, and I even say this in the piece, like I would have found Grammarly sooner had I actually wanted to be part of a community, because I'd seen my life so post dyslexic, even though it was so heavily dyslexic. And so the Dr. Eden, one of the things that she said was, we really weren't meant to read. It's such a new activity. I think it's 5,000 years old. And our brains, the last time I guess they evolved was 10,000 years ago. And so we hijacked this spot in the brain, and dyslexics kind of pick other spots. And I kept wanting her to say to me, and the reason you're dyslexic is you were the great storyteller in caveman times or something. Like I kept thinking, there's got to be a reason that so many people that have dyslexia end up being storytellers, whether in the arts or in film. And of course, no one can tell us that now, but that was like the desire, you know, in so much of this was, but wait, weren't we meant to do to be the storytellers around the fire? I mean, that's kind of what I, you know, I can never get that answer, but that's what I kept thinking.
Yeah, no, I agree. But actually, so the strengths we, and I don't want to all talk about us, but the reason I say this, the strengths that we talk about, the acronym is Mind Strengths. And so M is for material reasoning, I is for interconnected reasoning, N is for narrative reasoning, and D is for dynamic reasoning. And so those are the clusters of strength that my husband and I found in our clinic. And then we the N strength really is very strong. It's like it's a really strong trait that I mean, it's not in everybody, but it's certainly in a lot of people. And as you say, film or it's in print. When we interviewed Douglas Merrill, who was Google's first information officer, we weren't thinking storytelling for him, but we said, "Well, what do you notice as a particular strength?" And he said, "It's got to be storytelling." You're like, "What?" You know? But it is. Yeah, it's like he said it was the story arc. He can tell where things going, what the story's going to be that we tell to the public, and you know, and so it was a different permutation because he was in tech and he was an entrepreneur, just like you. I mean, I could see that your storytelling, it's broadly construed, but that's really a strength.
It's funny because one of the people that reached out to me when the piece went up, and I've had incredible response. I had a friend of mine that I sat next to from 7th grade all the way to 12th grade.
Wow.
1 year I was an exchange student, so I wasn't there. And I had no idea he was dyslexic. He had no idea he was dyslexic. He was diagnosed in college, and he wanted to talk. So we spoke last week, and here is this friend that I, you know, haven't really seen in years and years since I graduated high school. And he shared his story, and he said, the reason I've always been an entrepreneur was because I really didn't think I would be able to work for someone because of the way I think. And I had started my first production company when I got out of film school at 27, and I could totally relate to that. It's not that I didn't think I was hireable. I didn't think I was a typical employee. And so when you say people are storytellers or entrepreneurs, I feel like it really fits that kind of dynamic way that we think. And also, I think it's not that I was in denial I had dyslexia. I really kept it on the down low. And so the disadvantage for me is in believing, like, I really would delude myself and think I outgrew it. I was heavily, you know, reliant on spell checking. I do know how to write, and I know it's a good story, but the first time I heard what the hero's journey was, I already kind of came up with a little bit of that in my head, and I think just even very young, coming up with that narrative. And so even if I'm pitching a TV show or I'm working on a book, like for me, I'm not so much in tech, it's that way And the only reason that I felt compelled to write this piece now, I kept thinking when I'm really famous and all my books are successful, then I'll come out. Like I really kept it. That's how I saw it for so long. And then when I saw Grammarly and how the edit distance in Grammarly was, so an edit distance is how many deletions, substitutions, switch outs you need to make a word correct.
Huh.
So for something when I'm working in other, like let's say Microsoft Word, often I get no suggestions. So Grammarly really almost always got the word. And that was the first time. It was very subtle. And that's when I thought, I'll write this piece now.
Mm-hmm.
And
great.
So there's a part of me that I almost feel like I wasn't a self-hating dyslexic at all. That wasn't how I felt. But I do think it's one of the last taboos. And the fact that my friends were concerned for me in coming out about it, they were. And I feel that made me, A, want to write it more.
But, good for you.
But I do wonder, like, when people say, well, it's about spelling. Well, for me, that was the moment that I thought tech had gotten caught up to me. When you talk about storytelling and entrepreneur, I just feel like that's the hallmark of it. It's thinking originally. And then the other thing, and you might have heard this. I'm just spitballing here, but I'll say this other thing. The other thing that is Ryan Holiday's work, and he writes a lot about the Stoics. And he wrote The Obstacle is the Way, and ego is the enemy. And I think in The Obstacle is the Way, he talks about people that the impediment is the path, which is, I guess, a quote from Marcus Aurelius. And one of the things he says, and he goes through all these people in history that have overcome an obstacle. And at one point he goes, and the dyslexics. And I think the other thing is because we accept that things are difficult early on in our lives, it gives us a huge advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't fly the flag of the community. I didn't go to any website because I kept thinking I had grown out of it. And then, anyway, so I was just thinking about those things recently.
Would you, for instance, if you went to a birthday party or something like that, would you be able to tell a great story after about what happened? Or, you know, when did that sort of come online? Because writing is later for a lot of people, but the storytelling sometimes, you know, sometimes early. Comes early, but
it was always easy for me. The intricacy of the story really appealed to me. In a pre-pubescent time, I used to watch old Star Trek reruns, and I liked that I could grasp any kind of story. And then reading came later, and then writing came not long after that.
Mm-hmm.
But the writing was about, you know, it's interesting because I didn't call myself a writer until my first book came out, even though I was writing scripts, even though a script of mine had been in a textbook for film students and stuff, I didn't own it. I was a filmmaker, and I could own that because it was visual, and I loved that thing. And what happened for me was I was cleaning out a bunch of archive books, and I realized I had been keeping diaries since I was about 8. They're
wow.
embarrassing, but I had been writing, and also, I mean, the spelling is horrible. I mean, I'm spelling the word spelling wrong at age, like, 11 and 12. When I saw just book after book after book filled, I realized that I had probably been writing all along and just didn't own the idea of being a writer till later.